Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just Say Something Weekly Podcast. My name is Philip Clark, and I'm the CEO here at Just Say Something, and I want to welcome you back to another episode. Before we get started, please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast because it's great information, and it's not just here to listen to me talk. It's about getting information. And so today we've talked about this before, and we have the Power Collective. And so that's, part of what we're wanting to do today is look at measurable impact of a powerful partnership we have and how new funding is helping us reach even more people across the state of South Carolina to prevent substance misuse, reduce harm, and strengthen all communities. And it's called the Power Collective. And I'm very, very proud that we've been able to accomplish so far, but also knowing it's not just say something. So during 24 and 25, the South Carolina Opioid Fund, Recovery Fund, also known as SCORF, the Power Collective, made up of Unity Health on Main, Just Say Something, Rise Prevention, NAMI Greenville, Mental Health America Greenville County, along with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office, continue our mission to reduce opioid-related harms through prevention, education, harm reduction, and direct support. Our teams work together to reach more than 41,000 individuals across Greenville County and the upstate. That includes nearly 17,000 students, over 15,000 adults, and hundreds of teachers, health professionals, first responders, who all now have better tools to respond to the challenges of substance misuse in their communities. Every one of these numbers represents a real person, someone who learned, connected, or found support when they needed it most. One of the highlights of the year was our Take Back Youth Summit hosted with Clemson University. Over 2 days, middle school students participated in workshops on vaping, stress management, and self-confidence. They learned how to take back control of their choices and their futures. Clemson University provided us the evaluation for this summit and found measurable growth in 94% of the students who participated understood how alcohol and drugs affect the brain. 91% recognize the dangers of vaping. Confidence and social skills improve significantly. And 100% of the youth said they could identify a caring adult, which is huge for kids these days. That one statistic, 100%, is so powerful. Because every young person who knows someone cares is a step closer to resilience and one step further from risk. One student even told us, "We learned just because you're younger, your problems still matter." And another one said, "Now I feel like I can open up and talk." That's what prevention looks like. It's not just about saying no. It's about giving our young people the confidence to say yes to themselves. Beyond youth programs, the Power Collective also worked to connect children, adults, and families to critical roles. This year, 199 children were connected to therapeutic counseling. 800 or over 800 adults received mental health and counseling support. Hundreds accessed peer support, housing, or job training. And within the criminal justice system, 42 individuals received screenings and peer services, with some diverted from incarceration to stable housing. These numbers show that prevention and recovery are not separate. They're part of one continuous system of care. Another major achievement was in harm reduction and awareness. Over 37,000 people were reached directly through outreach efforts. We distributed 80 naloxone kits, 28,000 Safe RX lockable vials, and over 11,000 pieces of educational materials. But our biggest reach came through media. Between digital campaigns, social media, and billboards, our prevention messages reached 6.5 million people in South Carolina, across our state. That's 6.5 million people seeing the message of hope, safety, and recovery, proof that prevention doesn't just happen in the classroom. It happens in everyday moments. One of the most successful parts of our work has been our Safe RX lockable prescription vial program. Between 2023 and 2025, the Power Collective has distributed more than 85,000 lockable prescription vials, securing more than 4.7 million prescription pills. That effort prevented an estimated 142 potential pilfering incidents. Those are moments when unsecured medications could have been misused or stolen. Modeling shows that these prevention steps likely averted 27 potential substance use disorders and generated over $62 million in economic impact across the state of South Carolina. That's an incredible return on investment, and it proves that prevention works. Simple, community-based strategies can protect families and save lives. And the work doesn't stop here. I'm excited to share that the Power Collective has been awarded a third round of SCORE funding totaling $1.4 million to continue and expand these efforts statewide. This new investment allows us to deepen prevention education, improve youth mental health access, and strengthen local communities and coalitions. Our partners again include Rise Prevention, Just Say Something, NAMI Greenville County, Mental Health America Greenville County, Compass of Carolina, Strategies by Strategies, and Unity Health on Maine. Together, we'll continue building community-based education, early intervention programs, and expanded mental health support for youth and families at risk for substance use. Receiving this third consecutive year of funding isn't just an honor, it's a validation that this collaborative model is working. It's saving lives, it's restoring hope, and building healthier communities across South Carolina. When we unite prevention, education, and compassion, we create something powerful, a community that looks out for one another. If you want to learn more or see more about getting involved with the Power Collective, go to powercollectivesc.com. Together, we can continue to make South Carolina a safer, healthier place for everyone. I'm Phil Clark, and thanks for listening to another episode of Just Say Something Weekly Podcast. Always, always keep the conversation going.